Hi, so I'm Liz.
And I'm Josh.
And we're part of Bloody Date Night, which is part of the Atlantic Transmission Network, if you didn't know. And now we're raising some money to buy some new equipment and a great way that you can support our show and our sister shows. So if you go to theatlantictransmission.com and click on the Amazon link at the top of our homepage, then when you search for something on Amazon, we get a cut of whatever you purchase.
Yeah, buy whatever you want. Buy cookies, buy fruit snacks, buy marital aids. All the money really helps. It doesn't matter what you buy as long as you buy it off of the Amazon link that we tell you. And it's the same stuff at the same price, but we get a small piece of sending you guys there. And that really helps because I've broken a lot of equipment in the studio. But guys, please go to the Amazon link, help us out, and we really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Bye. Newsflash, you're a problem child.
Oh, no.
You're a big old problem child. I don't know what that means.
Oh, I don't know. You just scared the crap out of anyone who has their volume up high.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You're not a problem child.
Thank you.
You are Liz, Budget Bree Richards, and I am Josh, Florida Cage Mash Krebs.
Nice.
That's right. And we're doing a little special little episode today.
Yeah.
Because people keep nagging us with questions. They want to know things. They want to get into our personal lives. What? Oh, am I too loud?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And they want to know. They have questions for us. They're aching, they're yearning for the knowledge.
That we've got.
That we have.
Yeah.
God help you if you follow our advice.
No.
No, some people have been sending us questions on Twitter, which have been really cool. And so we're just going to take this like small little episode because last month we had like a little mishap and stuff, and now we're going to give you guys something a little bit more to make up for it.
We're going to do two episodes this month.
That's right. So call off your goons. All right? Because we're giving you what you need.
All right, sounds good.
Well, Liz, you've got all the questions here. So I don't know how you want to format this, but we'll do the best that we can.
I'll pose them, and then you can answer, and then I can answer about that.
All right, you pose, and I'm going to get the camera ready.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so a lot of these came from other horror podcasts, which makes sense. So
nice plugs.
Yeah, that's why. I don't blame them.
Yeah, that's great.
These are all people we like. Basement Condition Podcast said, what was the first horror movie that kept you up at night?
Ooh. I will say I remember distinctly it being Return of the Living Dead. Yeah. I remember waking up at like 2 in the morning or something like that, and the TV was on in the living room, and it was playing like the first 5 minutes of it. You know when the zombies in the canister and like
it is scary.
It is scary. So I saw, and then like right when if you know the movie, it's basically the cold open up to when like the credits start. They slam the toxic container with the zombie in it, and all the gas spurts out, and the zombie like starts to come to life, like you see all the blood and all this shit come. It's really cool. And I remember seeing that and then going directly to bed and not being able to sleep for the rest of the night because I was scared shitless.
Yeah.
Now it's one of my favorite movies.
We just went and saw it a couple weeks ago.
We did. Yeah, we saw it last weekend at the Sunshine.
It was a midnight movie. It was great.
It was fantastic.
That's a fun one.
And it still holds up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great, great movie. Sunshine Cinema closing soon, unfortunately. Yeah. Sad. What about you? Do you have a...
Well, I don't think we ever determined which one this was, but I caught part of Nightmare on Elm Street, and it's got to be one of the later sequels. It's certainly not one of the two that we've watched.
Okay.
I think it might be like 3 or 4. I think that's what you said.
Okay.
Anyway, I was at the ranch, which is where, when I was a kid, that's where we would go for like holidays and family reunion type stuff. Mm-hmm. And my cousins were watching one of the Nightmare on Elm Street on the TV, and I was not allowed to watch it. And I remember seeing some of it from like behind the couch. Mm-hmm. And it scared me so much. I had recurring nightmares as a kid about Freddy, where I would be in the hospital, or I'd be at the doctor's office or something.
Okay.
And there would be a nurse, but then the nurse would turn into Freddy. And Freddy's glove, instead of having all the knife hands, mm-hmm. would have syringe hands.
Yeah.
And that, like, I mean, I have a pretty bad, like, needle medical phobia in general, and mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it probably started there.
Yeah. Good thing you don't have any problems where you'd have to go to the hospital a whole lot of your life.
Yeah, I know. Not like I had surgery and then had to go have blood drawn every month for a year of my life.
It builds character. Yeah. makes you a stronger woman. And it's also true that you can bench press like 210 pounds.
That's
Didn't they make you superhuman as well?
They did. I'm bionic.
You are a bionic, I'm a government test.
I'm a government experiment.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Do you remember what part?
I don't. All I can remember is, I mean, I'm sure it was... Was there one where Freddy was a nurse or something? Because that's the only, I can't figure out how I would have gotten that.
There's a couple of parts in the series where he pretends to... He likes to dress up.
Mm.
He likes to play a little dress up. He does a lot of cosplay.
Oh.
A lot of the times he pretends to be nurses. It's happened once or twice.
Well, then it must have been one of those, because I don't think I would have pulled that out of thin air.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. It was very scary.
Yeah, that is pretty scary.
That's especially... Honestly, I think that's why I never liked horror movies after that. Like, that gave me such a terrible recurring nightmare.
It messed you up so much.
I just couldn't do it anymore.
But you still had to go to hospitals.
Yes, I did still have to go to hospitals. Unfortunately, that is a part of my life.
That is true. Yeah. Okay, well, that's cool. What do we got next?
We got the Terrible Terror podcast.
Oh, yeah. Terrible Terror. That's what they called me when I was a baby.
I'd believe that. Said, what was the horror film you hated at first but eventually learned to love?
Damn, that's really shit.
I think I have one, so if you want to think why.
Okay, you go ahead.
I mean, it's hard for me to say because I'm pretty new to the genre, but... We were just talking about Return of the Living Dead, which Josh and I did as our very first live show that was sort of the inspiration for this podcast. And then we went back and watched it a couple weeks ago.
And it
was really fun.
It's a really fun movie.
Goofy, and I could kind of appreciate it a little bit more now that I've seen more horror movies. I don't know. I liked it.
Okay. All right. That's valid. I think.
Thanks.
Your opinion's validated, okay, basically, because I'm saying it's.
Thanks, white guy.
You're welcome. A movie that I hated at first, but I learned to love?
Mm-hmm.
Man, we're talking way too much about Friday at Nightmare on Elm Street on this. But I will say that, like, Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare, is a pretty ridiculously stupid movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not very good, but... I will watch it if it is on TV. Like, I'll be like, I have to stop.
Where does it fall in the series?
It's like 6.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like Freddy's Dead. Like, that was the whole thing. It was like, it's the final movie.
But it's not really.
Not really. No.
No one's ever really dead.
Yeah, but that was kind of a bold statement. They're going to be like, that's it. Like, he's dead. But we'll talk about that when we watch it finally in this show. But I feel like that's a cop-out, though, just because we talk about Nightmare on Elm Street too much.
No, but you love Nightmare on Elm Street.
That is true. I really do.
It's your favorite.
I do. I'm trying to think of, like, something else that I watched that I was like, oh, this is really, really stupid, but I really, really like it now. Man, I wish I had one. It's like MacGruber.
Oh, God. Josh loves MacGruber.
I fucking love MacGruber. First time I saw it, I was like, this is fucking stupid.
It's so dumb.
But now it's one of my favorite comics.
My God, it's so bad.
They were fucking great guys. And actually, this has been an asshole of a day.
Actually leads into the next question, perhaps. Beyond the Void said, what is a movie that you two argue over the most and why?
It doesn't have to be horror.
I don't think so because I was gonna say Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I was gonna say that too.
Yeah,
yeah.
I like Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
And Josh does not.
No, I don't.
But you know, I understand the reason you don't like it.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
It's so bad because like, I think that when it's a horrible film.
I'm going to disagree with you there.
I'm going to go out and say this movie should be considered a war crime.
Oh, stop. No, Josh doesn't like it because he doesn't like Ali Sheedy's makeover. No,
that's the thing. And the thing is that, like, in that movie, when I, like, there's so many things going on with that movie because whenever you mention it to somebody, they're like, oh my God, it's like a quintessential growing up movie. Like, yeah, that's what it is.
It's like a classic. Like,
okay, cool. Like, I get it. So there's this huge buildup around it, and I went to finally see it. I was like, oh, this is good, until the very end where I was like, Ali Sheedy's changing herself. Why? It's like that. It's like Grease. It's like the end of Grease.
Yeah.
And I hate that. And also her and Emilio Estevez fly away in a car at the end of it, which I thought was very weird.
And they never talk about it.
And they never talk about it in the next movie when they do Breakfast Club 2, still breakfasting.
Brunch.
Brunch, yeah. Second brunch.
Second brunch.
Oh my God.
Yeah. No, and I can appreciate that. I think that's very sweet that you don't think that she should have to change herself for him. And I agree with it. But I also think that movie's sort of a classic and
doesn't it take a weird relic of its time. But doesn't that take you out of the movie, though?
Well, at that point, we're so far into it. It's almost at the end of the movie. I can be like, eh, it's fine. Whatever.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's not how movies work.
Why not?
You're not supposed to be like, oh, the movie's about to be over. Fine, do whatever you want.
Why not?
Because, no. Fine.
I can forgive it because of everything else that came before it. It's a product of its time.
All right, fine. Fine.
See, this is what we're talking about, guys.
Yeah, it's not like they're going to be like, oh, Anthony Michael Hall, stop being a nerd. Like, at the end of the movie, he's like pumping iron and he comes out. He's all jacked like he is now. He's present day Anthony Michael Hall.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't know. Like, now you got me all riled up
about Breakfast Club.
About Breakfast Club. And don't get me wrong. I understand people's love and fascination with it. Like, I think that's your holy grail. That's totally fine. For me, I don't see it that way.
I mean, John Hughes movies are they're sweet, but they're sometimes misguided.
Uncle Buck's better. Yes.
I'm going to disagree with that.
You're going to look at me and you're going to say the scene where he doesn't make the giant pancakes, you're not like, oh, this movie's fantastic.
That's fine.
And plus, all of it's in Chicago. And I have like a secret love for Chicago.
Yeah.
Even though I love New York, I think Chicago's my second favorite city. Mm. And plus, John Candy, RIP. Not really dead, but.
Yeah.
He's with Tupac and Kurt Cobain.
He's like
laying
out
on the beach.
Jeez.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Do we answer the question, or did I just scream you and just go off on a tangent for 2 minutes?
I think both.
Great. Giving people what they want.
Yeah.
All right. What else we got?
So, Drunk in a Graveyard said,
which you should be.
Said, what's your favorite late in the game sequel and why? His is Friday the 13th Part 7 because of the psychic powers.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen enough. Actually, no. I have a late in the game sequel.
Okay.
I have seen Final Destination like 4 on TV so many times.
And you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's so dumb. It's so bad.
That's not the one where they're on the roller coaster, is it?
It's one of the ones. I can't remember which one
they're
it is.
They all just kind of mushed together in some weird way.
Yeah, the one that I keep seeing, and I'm honestly not sure if it's 3 or 4 or which one it is, but where they're in she's in a hair salon, and like everything in the hair salon is like out to get her. There's a so they keep doing shots of like the ceiling fan swirling ominously and like
the curling iron.
There's a hot curling iron next to a can of hairspray.
It's like that song Piano's Been Drinking by Tom Waits, but it's like the curling iron is angry and the blow dryer has an attitude. Yeah,
it's exactly what it is.
I love it. Well,
I'm sure someone's gonna correct me on which one that is, but
I think that like. I don't know the Final Destination.
I don't know. They're pretty silly, at least from what
I've
seen.
I was going to say also, not horror involved, which I don't know if there is one that, like a franchise that could be late in the game that you've seen and you're like, oh, that's not bad.
I don't know. Shrek 2, not so bad.
Oh, really? You don't want to, you think that trumps Shrek Ever After?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen Shrek Ever After.
What about Shrek Goes to Army? The Shrekening.
All right, Josh, what's your favorite Late in the Game sequel and why?
Okay, and God damn it. I was going to say like...
Nightmare on Elm Street?
No, I was going to say like the Friday the 13th, A New Blood, but
Well, that's fine.
But the thing is that like, I feel like I will go along those lines is that like, I will say there's something incredibly satisfying to me about Friday the 13th, Jason Takes Manhattan.
That's a real movie?
Oh, fuck yes it is.
Oh, whenever you said that, I always thought of the Muppets. I thought you were making...
Muppets Take Manhattan?
Yeah, I thought you were making a joke.
No.
Oh.
Jason Takes Manhattan.
Oh.
But he is with a bunch of Muppets.
Awesome.
Throughout the whole movie.
I'm into it. Let's see it.
No. Don't do that, Jason. I don't know why it sounds like Yoda.
Well, that's fair.
I will also say that the third Halloween's pretty sweet, which is...
Oh, we haven't done that one yet.
No, we're going to watch that one soon.
Okay, cool.
And you're going to fucking lose your goddamn mind.
Awesome.
I'm convinced that if you don't have to be committed in some sort of sanatorium or a lyceum or a cabal, I don't know, I would be very disappointed in the film.
Okay.
I'm doing a lot of talk for it, but
yeah, we'll
you
see.
Might just think it's garbage.
We'll see. It might be a garbage movie.
It might be, but I'm interested to see what your thoughts are on it. But yeah.
So the Laughing Horror Podcast said, Halloween is tomorrow. What costumes do you choose to wear?
Yeah. I usually wear like three.
Yeah. We usually wear
Halloween
pretty big.
Yeah. I usually have at least three costumes I wear on Halloween. Not the same night, like during the weekend.
Well, because you have shows and stuff.
I have shows, and then generally we get invited to like Halloween parties.
Yeah.
And BJ wants to hang out, and he demands that we make.
And we have to wear our costumes when we do that. But we've already been talking about our Halloween costumes. What we're going to do this year.
Yeah, what do you want to do?
Well, we were talking about Bob's Burgers.
Oh, yeah.
Which would be fun.
We can do that.
We also almost always do a couple's costume because we're dorks.
Yeah. You know what would be really cool?
What?
Maybe Cheech and Chong.
That's
do you want to be Cheech and I can be Chong?
Sure. I got to say, the year that I was Dr. Gonzo, that was like the most comfortable Halloween costume I've ever worn.
That was great.
The stick-on mustache
that
and then
really
just a
good
Hawaiian shirt and some jeans.
We did,
it was very comfy.
We did Raoul Duke and Dr. Gonzo. And nobody knew who we were when we were separate from each other.
Yeah, people thought I was Gallagher.
Yeah, that whole night, because I was doing shows that entire
yeah.
night.
That's what happens. That's the worst part about being a couple's costumes. The other person is not
yourself.
In costume.
Yeah,
like, who are you?
But I was immediately in costume after my last show.
Yeah, and it was great. And then we looked awesome.
I will go out on a limb. Okay, so that, man, I'm trying to think of, like, because I usually do, like, my own costume at one point.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to try to, because last year... Was it last year or the year before where I was Freddy? Like I had Mara do all that makeup.
Ago.
Yeah, I was Freddy Krueger one year and BJ loaned me my razor glove and everything. And we didn't go out, which I was like, this is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, you just dressed up.
I just dressed up and BJ was like, what are you all dressed up for? I was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
So
and then Wednesday was also
Freddy Krueger.
She was adorable.
Yeah, she was very, very cute.
She didn't go out either. But.
No. I don't know. Like, I want to up the ante on some things, but I don't know what else to do. I'll probably do something fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or maybe I just I finally, like, bite the bullet and buy a Green Man costume.
Yeah.
And run around New York in a, like, completely, like, naked, but, like, have a layer on so people can't get me arrested.
Yeah.
And I can sit on the stoop and then just try to demand children to take candy
from
me.
We tried to do that once and it did not go
no,
well.
No, it didn't work.
We weren't thinking with our New York brains. We were thinking with our like suburban Texan
brains,
which is when you come down to it. Like,
hey, come here.
Yeah, you
That's
can't
nice...
just like sit on the stoop and like
demand
tell children they can have candy if they come up to you.
Yeah.
We didn't realize how weird that looked.
But we did. But we did just sit on the stoop and just eat candy.
We sat on the stoop and ate candy, which was fine.
Okay.
So our buddies over at Don't Go Down That Road.
Yeah. Don't go down that road.
So they have a couple of questions.
Okay.
Okay. So
where's my $20?
Where did you guys meet? What started this type of podcast? And how did Josh convince you, me, Liz?
Me. You?
Me.
Okay. Right. Convince you what?
To do this podcast. Oh. Okay. Do you want to tell the story of how we met?
Okay. Like the first time that we met, or like the first time that we met? Because didn't we meet before and we don't remember?
Oh, yeah. Josh and I apparently both bartended at the same theater festival. It was my first summer in New York. But neither of us remember meeting the other one. And usually the bartending shifts, it was just like one person. So we wouldn't have been there at the same time.
Yeah.
We both were there, but we didn't actually meet each other.
Man, I drank a lot during that.
Yeah, because they just like didn't care.
They just did not care.
No.
Anyway.
But then, when we met.
We met cute. We had our meet cute at there is this Broadway show called Jerusalem, which is a 3.5 hour long drama. I'd call it a drama.
Yeah.
But
with Mark Rylance.
It was a Wednesday matinee, and it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon in the summer, I think. It had to have been. It had been like early August. No, but it has to be early August.
Yeah, because our anniversary is coming up.
Yeah, and so I sat by myself. Oh, wait, no. Somebody put us together, didn't they? They were like...
I don't know. I just had a single ticket.
Somebody had tickets, and they were like, here, one's for you and the other one's for my friend Liz.
Yeah, because we had both... So we had all these friends who worked for a theater company, and they had a block of tickets. And then my friends had an extra ticket, and Josh's friends had an extra ticket, and we ended up being seated next to each other.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And no one else was in the theater except for these two old people that I was sitting next to.
Yeah, because I was late getting to my seat because I was saying hi to everybody, which is what I do.
Yeah.
I run into 10 people I know anywhere, and I have to talk to all of them. And so I was late getting to my seat, and then there was this old couple that I didn't want to climb over. So I sat with them for the first act, and then I climbed over them to the empty seat, which was between them and Josh. And that was that.
That was it. That and the rest is herstory.
Herstory.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And then I that's when I was like so poor. I during intermission, I went outside and I ate a sandwich that I brought.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I went outside. And
I remember you and I sitting and talking for a while. Because luckily this show had two intermissions, so we had time to talk to each other.
Yeah, I went outside at one point in the intermission, and I ate like a sandwich that I brought.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was funny. It was really funny. Like, you know how people go outside, there's like people
to have a cigarette.
Having cigarettes, and then there's me having like a turkey sandwich. It was really funny.
And then after the show, I was like, hey, it was nice to meet you. And Josh was like, I have to go to work. And then he just left.
I had to run. I had to run to work. I was needed.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, and that's... Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Things got better.
Yeah, it got better. And now we're here.
Yeah. So that was it. And what was the next question?
What started this type of podcast?
One night, I was sitting with Liz at her apartment. And I was watching, like, I can't remember, a late in the game Friday the 13th movie. And you kept on asking questions.
Yeah, I was, like, not interested, but I was on the couch.
Yeah, you, like, just didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
You were sitting there, but, like, you didn't care. But also, you kept on asking questions. I was like, well, why don't you just watch the movie?
No.
You're like, absolutely not. Like, the credits came up. You're like, which one's Jason? I was like, oh, my God. Stop. I got up and I screamed into a pillow.
You probably turned the movie off.
I think I actually
I'm
did.
I'm pretty sure you were like, I can't watch this right now.
I was like, I turned it off and I was like, okay, we're not watching this.
Yeah.
So, and then I got an idea where I was like, well, let's devote an entire show to my frustration and your and your just cooperation with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, oh yeah, how did Josh... So yeah, so Josh talked about this. And like I said, we did an early version at the Pit. The People's Improv Theater, where after we watched Return of the Living Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we started talking about it maybe being a podcast. It was kind of a better format for that. And I don't know.
Yeah.
If I, like I've said before, if I really hated all of these movies, I wouldn't be doing this podcast. I just, you know, they're not, it's not my favorite. It's not even that it's not my favorite genre. It's like a genre I don't know anything about and haven't really had any interest in.
Yeah.
But it's something that's really important to you. And that's kind of fun.
I'm doing that. I'm just doing this to see which one will break you.
I don't know. We've come pretty close.
We have. You're going to break.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to fold faster than Superman on laundry day. I know it.
That's a great joke.
I know it's a Simpsons joke. I can't take credit for it.
I like it.
That's my old favorite Simpsons joke. He says, Bart goes up to Smithers like on a, like the teachers are striking and he's like pitting them against each other. He's like, yeah, she said you'd fold faster than Superman on laundry day.
I like that.
Or Smithers? No, I didn't say Smithers. The principal. Principal Seymour Skinner.
Yeah.
Smithers and Skinner together again. Anyway, my birthplace was on a site for dead Confederate horses.
Oh my God. Anyway. I can't do this. that's right. They had one more question that was really good.
Okay.
Okay. And I already know what my answer is. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to have to think on it. If you could choose any horror movie you've seen as a flavor of ice cream, what would it be and why?
Okay, so you answer this because I thought about this a little bit and I still don't have an answer.
Okay. Here's what I was thinking. Because we do love ice cream.
Yes. You ate a whole pint.
I've housed yesterday. Many a pint.
Well, no, yes, like yesterday when we got ice cream, you ate the entire thing and I was like, where the fuck is my slice? Where's my slice of ice cream?
It's delicious.
It was gone. It was literally like, not that I'm mad. I was just like, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but daddy can't get some ice cream.
Yeah. Well, being in a relationship is about sharing. And sometimes sharing is uneven.
Oh, come on. Enough of that horse shit.
Sometimes sharing's not fair.
And not when it comes, when it comes to ice cream. God damn it.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to take Child's Play.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to make a Child's Play ice cream.
Oh, all right.
And it's going to be like that cereal milk ice cream.
Oh,
and it's just going to have like tons and tons of like sugary breakfast cereals in it.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
That is my Child's Play ice cream.
Mmm. Like cereal, like what kind of cereal?
I'm thinking Captain Crunch.
Okay.
Maybe like Fruity Pebbles.
Well, do you think the Fruity Pebbles will overcome the flavor of the Captain Crunch, though?
No.
No?
No, sure? I think they'll work well together.
Yes, what am I being? I'm an idiot for thinking that.
Yes. Look.
Listen, moron.
I have a very refined palate.
For cereal.
Maybe like Cookie Crisp. Like, I put like a whole bunch of junk in there.
Oh, that's good.
It would be so good.
Really good.
So what's your ice cream?
Shit. Okay. I'm thinking, let's see. Okay. I'm gonna go out on a limb, and my horror movie that I'm doing an ice cream for is Halloween. And you're probably thinking, oh, like, let's do some pumpkin, like pumpkin. And I'm like,
you
go
hate pumpkin.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, no, I didn't even think pumpkin for a second.
I hate pumpkin. Pumpkin ice cream, does that exist?
Yeah.
Burn it.
Melt it.
Melt it all. Get rid of it. I don't want it. All right, get that shit out of my face. I will say, you make like marshmallows, mm-hmm. and then some candies in there. Like, and I'm saying candies, like maybe Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
Maybe throw in.
Wait, what flavor is the ice cream? What's the base?
Oh, man. I guess it's got to be. Nah, it can't be dark because then it's gonna go in with the chocolate. Because that's too much chocolate.
No, such
I would
thing.
Say. I would say. Oh, yeah, you're probably right. Moose Tracks. That'd be cool.
Like Moose Tracks, yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. Or, fuck. Man, I was going to say, like, you know how they have the American Globs at Big Gay Ice Cream?
Wouldn't be a show if we didn't talk about Big Gay Ice Cream.
Big Gay Ice Cream, the gayest ice cream in New York City. Buy it. It's fucking amazing. So I would say American Globs, and then you can, like, put some marshmallows on it because they already do that, right?
Yeah. American Globs, for those who don't know, has caramel and pretzels and chocolate.
It's the best thing ever.
So good.
I think that's kind of going to be the base, my Halloween themed ice cream is.
Nice.
And just throw a shitload of candy in it.
I like it.
Yeah. Some gummy worms. You're going to throw in some goddamn Swedish fish. The thing's just going to be all made of candy.
That's awesome.
Yes, that's right. It's going to be a 5-year-old's dream.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so Exploding Head Podcast said, what is your favorite horror franchise and why? And what? Oh, there, well, it's two parts. Do you want both parts or you want?
Oh, I'll go with both.
Go with, so what's your favorite horror franchise and why? And then what movie would you consider giving a second chance that you weren't crazy about the first time?
Oh, that's kind of like the question before.
Yeah. Well, we'll go with, what's your favorite franchise?
Oh, it's a tie between Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street. Mm. I will say Friday the 13th's got more variety because there's more movies of them.
Mm.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen enough of any franchise to really have an opinion, but I have really liked Halloween 1 and 2, so I feel like I might like the rest of the franchise. Yeah,
you're going to love it.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic or not.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it like a little baby boy. I don't know what that means. You're going to love it like a, like I don't know, Celine Dion, The Way You Love Me.
I'm everything I am.
I am the everything I am. Because, with Halloween, the Halloween franchise.
Because I loved Halloween.
Because I loved Halloween. All right, what's next?
Oh, this is a good one. Isaac Thorne said,
oh, yeah.
If the roles were reversed in this concept, what film genre would you be watching? So it's for me.
Oh, if the roles
if the roles were reversed, and okay. I was introducing you to a new movie every month, mm-hmm. what would it be?
Oh, man.
What do you think it is?
Erotic
no.
Cinemax thrillers.
No.
Something like Chesty Brigade and the Naughty Twins or something.
No, no. All right, that was a bad guess.
All right, you go ahead. Political thrillers, I don't
know. No, okay, so I thought about it. And I think if this was reversed, because mm-hmm. our concept is sort of like, this is something that you got really into and you were like a kid and it's like a, you know, kind of a nostalgia love. I would do Lifetime movies.
Oh.
Because I watched so many Lifetime movies as a kid, and I love those, like, weepy, dramatic, and, you know, someone's yet an abusive husband, and she goes on the run, and she's in disguise.
And then she's like...
And then she murders somebody.
And she's pregnant.
Yeah. It's just, like, everything happens. Because, and also, like, recently we were talking, oh, because we were talking about Slender Man, which we both watched.
Oh, yeah, the Slender Man doc.
And you haven't seen Heavenly Creatures, which
I haven't
watched either. All the time, because it was always on, like, Lifetime and the Hallmark Channel and that sort of stuff.
That's so weird.
And there's just so many good ones.
Yeah.
Mother May I Sleep with Danger, I mean.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
And you may.
So, but if it was reversed, I think that would be the most, like, sustainable genre would be making you watch Lifetime movies with me.
Shit, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Daddy, can I go out past curfew?
Yeah, pretty much. Or the ones where all the kids get syphilis. That's a great one.
All of them?
Like an entire junior high. Everyone gets syphilis.
Who's the source? Who's the outbreak monkey?
They're having a rainbow parties.
Whoa.
Yeah. Cool. No, I'm telling you, like, they're amazing. Lifetime movies are so good.
Wow.
They're
wait,
like,
do they have to explain rainbow parties in the?
Oh, yeah.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah.
Do they show it?
No.
Oh.
At the end of the day, it's a Lifetime movie.
Oh, okay. You mean they don't show a bunch of junior high kids blowing each other?
No, they do not. But so that was what I would do. I don't know what we would call the show, but I would
just call it Life in This Lifetime.
In This Lifetime.
In This Lifetime with Liz and Josh.
A Lifetime Together.
Oh, God.
With Josh and Liz.
And then just a gun, right? The gun is the L in Lifetime.
Nice. All right. We got our spinoff. Thanks, Isaac.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet, actually. I want to do this.
Well, I'll make you... we'll probably watch that Rainbow Party one. That'll be fun. I'll make you watch that.
What's that one called?
I can't remember the name of it.
Is it called Rainbow Party?
No.
Over the Rainbow?
No.
Damn it.
Okay, so Digital Tourist, this is a question that is clearly a joke meant for you, and I don't understand it.
Oh.
the Digital Tourist said, if you love each other so much, why haven't you done Hands of Death Part 25 episode yet?
Shut up. Shut up. The same reason I won't do Audition, or same reason I won't do, I don't know, blood-sucking freaks. Maybe we will do that at some point. It's something like audition. I don't want to submit you to any of that shit.
I don't know what that means, but
audition is this like Japanese horror movie that is.
I've heard of it, but
it's disgusting. It's a disgusting movie. I don't know.
Hands of Death Part 25.
It's like Faces of Death. You know?
Okay.
I don't know.
You just don't like that genre of horror?
No, I just don't want to show you it.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's worth doing an episode on. I mean, if people want us to do blood-sucking freaks, actually, that's it. Okay, so remember before we went to go see Return of the Living Dead last weekend, and we went to the library?
Yeah.
And they had the projector, and they were playing like old trauma films?
Yeah, yeah.
There was that, remember when we walked in, I was like, oh, that's Bloodsucking Freaks. And then BJ's like, what are you talking about? I was like, that's Bloodsucking Freaks. You can tell because they're about to eat that dick sandwich.
Oh yeah. She makes the dick sandwich.
Yeah, we did
see that.
So, yeah, that's that movie. So I don't know if they rip off a dude's dick.
Yeah.
And they eat it. So I have no idea.
Well, no, I've already seen it. So
yeah. So erotic. Yeah, that is. Well, you watch the last like 5 minutes of it.
Yeah.
Where they rip.
So they've ruined the whole. I can't.
Yeah, the spoiler. It's the been spoiler spoiled. Of Blood-Sucking Freak. She rips a dude's dick off.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
A group of women rip a dude's dick off and then eat it in a sandwich.
Yeah. We saw that part.
It wasn't a real dick. I don't think so, at least.
It was pretty gross looking.
And honestly, I have a fear of having my dick ripped off. I guess every dude does.
Probably.
Yeah.
That seems like, I mean, I don't have one, but I imagine that's a common male fear.
But I mean, that's just, anyway. Yeah. Common male fear.
Common male fear. Losing your penis.
Losing your penis. Yeah, that's the country we live in right now. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. What else? Is that it?
Oh, we got one.
I don't know.
We got one more.
Oh, we got one more?
We got one more.
Go ahead.
Emmy Costa.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How you doing, darling? Good to see you.
Said, does Liz have a different...
As me. Sorry.
Oh.
I'm booting up.
And said, does Liz have a different opinion on horror films now, and does she have any favorites? I think... what's been really interesting about this, I've always thought about horror movies as like a sort of monolith. Like, they're all kind of... they're scary and they're gross and I don't want to watch them.
Right.
But now I've seen there are different genres with like separate genres within the horror genre.
Yeah.
And I'm still kind of puzzling.
Like subgenres of the genre.
Yeah. And I'm like, I feel like I'm kind of still puzzling through what I like and I don't like. But as for favorites, I've kind of liked the 90s, you know, we did Scream, I Know What You Did Last Summer. Those are fun.
Yeah, those are pretty
fun.
Those
are very nostalgic for me because they feel like all the other movies I was watching that era, except they're also horror movies.
Did we talk about Valentine?
Valentine is the oh God, the guy from Buffy.
Yeah, David.
David Boreanaz.
God, that's how you say his name.
Yeah.
I always mispronounce it.
I know. I feel like we had the same discussion last time we talked about this movie.
Yeah, but... every day.
Which we do, a lot.
We wake up and I say, hey, remember that movie Valentine? There's that guy in Valentine? David Boreanaz? Yeah. God damn. All right. We'll talk about it tomorrow. I think that's a movie you might enjoy.
I like those 90s,
Did we talk about Urban Legend?
No, but I know that one.
That's one with like 90s, 90s, like WB stars.
I would watch more of those.
What else? Is it the subgenres are pretty, you seem to be very interested in like 90s slashers.
Yeah, I like a 90s.
Because you literally text me and you're like, next movie has to be like a 90s slasher.
Yeah, because you'd made me watch House of Thousand Corpses and that was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
That was bad. And I was like, I do not want to watch a movie like that again. I liked Scream. Let's watch something like Scream.
Okay. And then, Yeah.
Yeah. And I'd like to watch, there are some that, I know there's a theater camp horror movie.
Yeah.
Which I think would be fun. I would watch that.
I think that's got, it's a musical theater camp horror movie.
That
it's
sounds
got Meatloaf
good.
In it or something.
Sweet. Love it.
Yeah. There's a lot of...
And I wanted to watch, Final Girl, because now I feel like I'll get that movie.
Oh, yeah.
The one about, yeah, where they go into the horror movie.
Oh, like, man, that was like, such a rad movie, too.
I want to watch that.
It was really cool. Like, I was so happy how much I enjoyed that movie.
I feel like I'm ready now for meta horror movies.
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen it yet, I would highly suggest checking out Final Girls. It's like a horror comedy, and it's a takeoff of Friday the 13th, and it's got all these great comedians in it, and they sell it. It's really good. It's a really, really good movie.
Well, that's all we've got.
That's
all we got. That's all our questions.
Oh, good. Nobody asked me for my social security number because I can't do it. I can't get that out again. No. Isn't that the deal? If somebody asks you a question on Twitter, you have to answer.
You have to tell them. Yeah.
You have to tell them your social security number. Yeah, it's Twitter law.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. All right.
So I think we're good.
Cool. And so, and yeah, that was everybody who submitted, right?
Yep.
Okay, good. And if we didn't, if you have questions that
keep tweeting at
tweet
us.
Tweet at us, and then maybe we might, you know, answer it.
That was great. Good
I don't
job.
Know. I don't know. It's, grow a pair and just let us know what you want to know.
Yeah, we like talking to people on Twitter.
Yeah, it's fun.
I run the Twitter, so you're going to talk to me, but
mainly.
Sometimes I tell Josh what's going on.
Yeah, and I just say, send him a GIF.
Yeah, and that's what I do.
Send him a GIF.
But yeah, so thanks everyone for sending us some questions. This was fun.
Yeah, and all the podcasts that were asked us all these questions, yeah, check those guys out too, because they actually have really cool, awesome shows. Don't Go Down That Road, Laughing Horror, all
Basement
that
Condition,
stuff. Basement Condition, those guys
a whole
are
bunch of them.
Fucking killer.
Yeah.
So
thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. And we will actually be back soon with Friday the 13th Part 2.
Yeah. Bye.
Are you scared yet?
No.
No.
Hello, I'm Ben.
As always, I'm Paul.
And we're from Jews and Reviews.
We have a podcast where we like to talk and review movies, maybe bring on a wacky character from that movie, and always play some games.
We like some games. I actually brought a clip, Paul.
Wait, you brought a clip?
I brought a clip.
Can I listen?
Yeah.
I look mad young, right?
Yeah, you look young in the movie, and
I hooked up with a bunch of the young chicks at the movie. Oh,
you know what?
You know what? It's not illegal if you're a police officer.
And
I believe that,
and this
yeah.
is something I wanted to bring up since you're here.
Sure.
Tell us about all the hookups on set.
Oh, my God.
Who's hooking up with who?
Yeah.
So, all right. So, like, there's, like, these, like, Asian girls in the movie.
Right. They the twins, right?
I triple kissed them.
Okay, a little triple kiss.
That way you didn't get confused if it was Rachel or Rebecca.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, whatever, and I triple kissed them.
Was that offset or on camera, or and they got cut out maybe, or?
Oh, I didn't do it on camera for sure. Okay. I would never, because you know what I mean? I could get in a lot of trouble for that. I don't know how old they are. I can never tell with them. But who else? Let me see. Cecily, the girl.
Yeah,
Cecily Strong. I chalked her.
You chalked her?
I chalked her.
What is chalking?
That's when you kind of forcibly kiss someone.
This has been an Atlantic Transmission production. Hey!